This is an interview with Mr. Fred Corn at his home in St. Mark's on Sunday, the 25th of April, 1982. I asked Mr. Corn for his reminiscences about the old fair at St. Mark's.
Mr. Corn, you can remember the old fair at St. Mark's now.
Oh, I can remember it well.
Eh?
I can remember it well.
Can you remember roughly how old you'd be when the last one was on? Would you be in your teens?
Oh, aye, I've been in the teens. I think Colin Shuttle could have told you about that day. Whether he could remember it or not.
Is Colin a bit older than you?
No, younger.
Younger?
Younger, do you see. His sister's just about a year or something younger.
Mm.
Colin is younger still. But Colin had cattle up here at the show, at the fair.
Mm.
And they didn't get sold, and they were taken down to Ballasella Mart. The mart was going in that time. But he could tell you. Mm.
Well, how old are you now?
81.
81. You're born about 1900 or 101.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you'd probably be in your early teens then, or 12 or 13, would you maybe?
I was more than that.
Were you?
Oh, I. Oh, yes, I was left school around.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, it's difficult to try and visualise what territory was covered by the fair. How far did it extend up the road towards the church? Did it go up that road towards the church?
Up that road, but there wasn't much done on that road, do you see. Mm. It was the crossroads.
Yes.
You know, the road and the crossroads.
By the green?
Not this green.
No.
The road going your way, come from Bellawood Mart and turn over to the corner there.
Yes, from that crossroads, yes.
That crossroads would be always full.
Of?
Of buyers and fellas with sheep and cattle and all that. So they just bend it in the road.
Yes, and then would that come down the back road then, behind the church?
Well, there wasn't much in the back road, and then the green was a busy place.
I see, so there was a sort of a gap between the two sections.
But then from here up to the cottages and all, you see that plot of ground outside of my garden and all?
Yeah.
There'd be stalls and all on that there side, you see.
Stalls selling what?
Oh, sweets and things like that there, you see.
Butter and
bottles of pap.
Yeah.
And
produce? No,
there's no produce getting sold, do you see, because, and then there'll be a big tent up at the top end.
Yeah.
That's where all the farmers and all the...
Was that on the green, the tent?
On the green, the tent was.
Yeah, up near the
up
churchyard.
Up right near the churchyard there.
Yeah. And what was that, was that a beer tent or what?
That was a beer tent.
Yes.
But then all down this other side here, there'd be stalls again, you see. They'd be coming from Douglas the night before.
Mm.
You heard of Quick and the Toffee fellas and all. He behaved on the night before and had the stalls all set up there.
Yes.
And there'd be cattle out here down past the chapel. It used to go down past the chapel, we called the Hawthorn Tree. There'd be cattle and all down there.
Was that far past the chapel?
But just to the next bend past the chapel there.
Yes.
It'd be all down around there on the Smithy Street, it'd be falling all that there, do you see?
Yes. Would the Smithy be in operation as well while all this was going on?
Oh, I thought the sun would be thrown, I thought they'd be getting their bonny shot and one thing and another.
Were the sales of cattle just private sales or were they auctions or what?
Oh, no, just private, you see. private sales, you see. Yeah. They all come from Derby and all, you know.
Really?
They did travel and all night.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they'd be standing with their batches, and then the other fellows would be coming, and, well, how much you'd be wanting for their sale. Mm-hmm. Battling all the time, do you see?
Yes.
Oh, and no auctioneer.
No.
But
so there'd be horses, would there?
Well, there wasn't many horses. Not many horses, but sheep and cattle, do you see?
Sheep and cattle.
Do you see, for the spring, do you see? When they'll turn things out, that's what the cattle used to be all in the winter and them days.
Yeah.
And then they'd be getting turned out, and other fellas be having grass, do you see? Fine cattle.
It was mostly the farming community, was it?
Oh, it was more the farming community, like.
Yeah.
And then, do you see, it was a different idea altogether, do you see? There was no motor cars.
No.
You put all that out, it was all horses, do you see?
Yeah.
Well, the fellows would be having their stallions and all down around here with the ribbons and all on,
yeah.
Do you see? And they'd be trading getting done that way, do you see? We call my place this week, I'm back in the mayor and you something like that.
Yes.
It's different talk to what we used to these days with the sound language in them days.
That's right, yeah. And so it was a pretty busy village then on that day.
Oh, it was pretty
busy. Can you recall what day it was?
Well, I guess
May.
It was May.
I think it was a May day, wasn't it?
I got the idea it was always the 5th, and some other fellows make sure it's the 12th, but I think it's the 5th myself.
Of May.
You see, you never turn nothing out till the 1st of May, do you see? Young cattle are nothing, do you see, in them days?
Yes.
No, they're out all winter and all.
So there'll be quite a few people then in the village?
Oh, the village was a... lots of people.
Because there were a lot more people living around here then, weren't there?
Oh, even
on the farms and that.
Oh, there'd be no lot of fellas working on the farms, do you see, all young fellas.
Yes.
Do you see, and nothing doing in Douglas, like in the winter time, and they'd come and hopefully get a job on the farms, some would be working for nothing, do you see?
Yes.
So they keep put the winter in, then get into Douglas and get an old land door or something, and money that way.
Collis found an old flagpole which he reckoned belonged to the old fair. Can you remember where that was?
I can't remember that there at all. That was a new thing to me.
Yeah. So you wouldn't know then what's flag, if they did have a flag up, what sort of a flag it was?
Yeah.
Union Jack probably in those days.
The Union Jack was the flag. Like,
yes.
Of course, I don't think the three legs of man would know.
Not to the same extent.
Not to the same extent.
No.
Mm-hmm. You see, Union Jack was the flag.
Yeah, so, and then the next to the smithy was the Young Men's Club, was it, you called it?
Yes, that was the reading room, mate.
That's the reading room, was that going when you were young?
Yes.
Or did it just develop later?
No, it was developed.
I don't
remember when the pub closed, do you see? The White House up was a pub in them days.
Is that the one on the corner?
Right on the corner.
Where the post office became later?
The post office was later.
Yeah.
That was a pub, do you see?
Was it, well, just a small, was it one of those old-fashioned ones where you just, with a barrel in the front parlour, or was it a... Proper little pub.
Oh, a proper little pub, do you see?
What was it called? You remember?
I can't think of what the name is now. And you'd hear the officers like calling it.
Yeah.
I can't think what that was.
Yeah.
But you see, there's a lot of the miners all around about that time, you know?
Yes.
See, the Airy miners was gone.
Yeah.
And Foxtel mines. Well, they were all in here for Saturday night and all, do you see?
To the pub. Yes.
And then they'd have pigeon shooting up there too.
Where was that?
At the pub.
Pigeon shooting, what, behind the pub?
Yes. You That was another big day up there, you see.
Clay pigeon?
Ordinary
real pigeons.
Real pigeons, oh, damn.
What did they do, just release them from
they're
the box?
Just little, they're getting a little release. You see, those pigeons on every farm and all that. It was a different life altogether.
Yes.
It's hard to realise it now, do you see, but... That was another big day around about there, but at that time, you see, just pigeon shooting.
Shotguns, was it?
Shotguns, and nearly everybody had a shotgun. Yes. But made off their own powder and shot and things.
Not this expensive cartridges.
No cartridges at all. They all had the powder and the shot.
Muzzle loading, was it?
Muzzle loading, that's you forget all these things now and then it comes back to you. There used to be an old drill gun and then I forget what they were calling the thing.
Like a blunderbuss type of thing.
You had your pouch, do you see, and you put your powder and then the shot in.
Yeah.
They used to be, them things used to be all in the house, you know, they were right through the room and all that.
Well, was this done in the field behind the pub then? Or?
Up around there, do you see?
Yeah.
But you see, it was like there was stables and all that were in around up there, do you see?
Yes. And they just line them up with their guns and then open the boxes and let the pigeons out, was it?
Oh, I let them all out, pigeons
and they shoot them when they were in the air.
And when they were in the air, do you see? Yeah. The pigeon will fly around the boat when they're out.
What happened to the dead pigeons? Did they make pigeon pie?
Well, I couldn't tell what they had. Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah. But that wasn't on the fair day.
Oh, that wasn't. That was another day, like the
special day for that, was it?
Oh, special day for that.
For the pigeon shoot.
I don't know how they hang there. You see, they're having this pony jumping and catching hares and all too, do you see?
Oh, hare coursing.
Hare coursing.
Yes, I read something about that. Was that done with horses and hounds, was it?
Oh, why?
Did that start from here or?
Oh, it started from here.
I know they were doing some from Foxdale.
I was going from here and all, you see.
Yeah.
But a dog was condemned if he started, you see, if he's chasing him, he put his nose down to the quiz.
Yes.
Thing. And the convicts down and sent him thing, he had a big dog called Bass. But by God, if he puts his nose down, he felt hair.
What did they actually have in the reading room? Was there a little library there for them, or was it snooker table, or what?
There's a good billiard table.
Good billiard table. Yeah. It was well patronised anyway.
Oh, patronised.
Well, there was nothing else to do, I suppose, in the evening to...
No, unless there would be billiard tournament. We were playing here where one night you go to Foxtrot and round the Braid and then play billiard matches. And darts, like.
And they'd come here.
And then they'd come here. Yeah. And you had to make it. Well, we had a kettle and all in there. You always made a cup of tea and all that there. Yeah.
Well, you lived for a time, did you, in one of these cottages?
When I got married first.
In one of the...
I've been living up in the top one.
Yeah. That was pretty small cottages, aren't they?
I don't know.
You found them big enough?
Yeah. Oh, Those two nice bedrooms and a big kitchen and then a little pantry I would like.
No back door?
No back door.
Did you have a window out the back? No?
No, because you're not looking at that there. No. You're looking into a churchyard, you
no,
see.
No.
There was just a little square window with one pane in, like, in this back place.
For ventilation.
Well, there was two. There was a piece stuck off the kitchen and then in under the stairs, do you see?
Yes.
And there was a little hole, a foot square with a pane of glass in that there, do you see?
Yeah.
And then you had a piece stuck off the big room, like, for a kitchen and doing your washing up and all.
It was quite comfortable, and you had a bit of garden on the opposite side of the road as well, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what caused the fair to sort of die out?
The marts.
Was it the introduction of the marts?
Yeah.
At Ballasalla and
Ballasalla.
And St. John's and
etc.
Yeah,
you see, there was one fair here and then another fair was at Stanton.
Similar fair?
A similar fair over Santon.
Santon.
Yeah.
Because that, before the march, there were only the fairs where people could
that's where you really
do this.
Could do all that often, do you see? And then be down on the cattle market and places in Douglas too, do you see?
Mm.
But, you see, there's an awful lot of horses getting sold and all, do you see? And then there it is. Always busy, always.
Yes. Were you working on the farm here in them days?
No, when I left school I went for down to Redcarton Castle.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And then you went in for Mason?
No, I went to the First War then was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I was about 17, do you see? And
yeah.
I went on the farm.
Yes, yeah.
Down to Stanley Cretney's Bully Creek.
Oh, yeah. But you've spent most of your life in this general area, though, have you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was down there for a year.
Yeah.
And then I went to John Queer's Cavalli. I was 4 years there.
Yeah.
Then I went out to Watson Scarlet.
Yeah.
And then and then Mason ran about here and he wanted a labourer. And I thought it was more money going labouring, like.
Yeah.
Well, £2 a week, I think, of getting that down for labour and me.
Yeah.
With the masons. But everybody was, of course, there was nowhere this painful thing. Every place was whitewashed. It was always lovely and white.
Yes, yes, the school as well.
The school, the church.
Yeah.
And the houses.
And cottages, yes.
All the cottages and White House over there and the parsonage, all the farms would be whitewashed.
Yes.
It all looked very pretty in them there, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes.
And they all took a big interest like in it and because the Bragians was in Cardamon up and they were money people and they had the registers all painted and all up there for the fair.
Yes. Special day. Did anyone put flags out for the fair or bunting or anything like that? No.
And Ballycow, do you see, the Jorkins was big people here. Oh, aye.
Yes.
Times are gone, never come back.
Yeah? Now, I see there's only two stones there left, marking the green. Apparently there were three originally. You've never seen the third one at all.
I never remember this here.
The one on this side?
No. And then that there one, do you see? When the water, when they put the water down, they came in on that there place, the bit of the green, because it was easier digging and for the road.
Yeah.
And then this big stone was on the road, in the road.
Yeah.
That's where that big stone is rolled over there. He lifted it out, do you see? Well, they were carting all the stuff away, and I could never make it. Why didn't he lift that stone until when this came out lately? Do you see about the three stones?
Yes. So you think that the one on this side was shifted when the water went in?
Well, it was a ship that before that there, I think, because you see, it was more like a road gunnery at the bottom side of the church there, at the churchyard and the cottages and all, do you see?
Yeah.
And then if there was any special service or something, they put that stages and all up against the gable of the church, of the cottages there, do you see?
What, for them? A chapel and a kid children's anniversary or something?
You know, the the difference between the Catholic and the and the Protestants, do you see?
Yeah.
Well, the Protestants would all come up here and there'd be a big service there on the green, do you see?
Well, what was that? Anything in? Was that for something special?
Oh, nothing special. I mean, the vicar that was here, I forget what they called him.
Rawcliffe, was it?
No. Culpeper.
Oh, yes.
He was a bit of a mystery for me, but he was an Orange man, anyway.
Yes, yeah. Do you have any Band of Hope around here? We used to have lots of Bands of Hope in the old days going.
I know that.
That activity.
What was the Detailed Turtle Club?
Rechabites?
No, Rechabites.
They were around here, were they?
Oh, they were all Rechabites.
Yes. So you reckon then that the green was a little bit wider in them days?
Oh, the green was the wider and all the widest side now, one up, you see. There was only room for two cars to pass.
Mm. So it's the road widening that's encroached a bit on the green, has it?
Oh, that's encroached a lot. Mm.
And the verges of the road where the stalls were, they were wider too, were they? Because the road was smaller. What sort of a road did you have? Was it a decent road or was it a
there was no
rough?
It'd be one tired road at all.
No. Rough stone.
Rough stone.
Ground in.
And rolled in.
Rolled in, yeah.
Oh, it was a big job, you see, with the patch of road. Because it was all a steam engine and...
Steamrollers.
Steamrollers and all, do you think?
Yeah. Now that well just below the smithy, was that entirely for the smithy to use, or was that the village one?
That's done the whole village, that
well. Because there is another well, or there was, up near the school, was there not?
No, at the White House.
The White House?
There used to be a truck and all there, you know, they had us to drink and all that, but that's all pulled out now.
But the one by the smithy was the main well for the village?
That was the main well.
And how deep do you reckon it was? Bit dangerous then, the children.
Well, the door was on, but they never.
I see. It had a door on it.
It had a door on, and then you had your chain. But I seen one kid. He got his brains knocked in.
Well, a child fell down, did he, or got hit with the handle or door? Or what?
I guess he was scared. I think his name was Kevin. Kevin or something. Yeah. I think he went down on that. You see, but us kids was letting the thing go, do you see? You had a thing on the bucket and then on the chain, you see, to put down the well.
Yeah.
And the handle would fair go round then, do you
see? Yes, when you load it.
And this young fella got frightened, I think, and he got rushed in and tried to stop it. And struck him right here in the middle of the
handle hit him.
Aye. Yeah. His handle down, you see,
That
was the only accident that they were seen there.
Nobody ever fell down. Well, they'd have a job falling down then.
Because in the winter time, you see, it'd be up to about 6 foot off the top.
Off the top, the water, would it?
The water would fair come up. But you see, there's only twice I remember that it had gone dry in my time.
Yeah.
That way and down there. But then we had to go down to the river then to get water.
Was it good water?
The water's lovely, cool water.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the smithy, the blacksmith used that.
Oh, why? He had a hatch to the he had to do buckets of water up to where they were living up there.
Yeah. He didn't live by the smithy then?
No, he lived in that house where the commodes live in now.
I see.
Next to the, well, there's two houses there, the White House and the other one, and the next one.
Yeah.
Grey with the gables.
Now that concrete circular stone and the grass near the well, was that for hooping?
That's hooping.
Mm.
There's a lovely iron on there still too.
And he'd put the cold water on it to shrink the hot metal once he got the hoop on, did he?
Once he got the hoop on, you see, yeah.
Put the cold water on it.
Yes, put the water on, and then, of course, there was a granite stone put down on its ledge like a rock, and then a pin put in it, and you put your wheel down on that, and then you go on down in the water, do you see? There's a big place dug out,
yes,
you see, in the water. And then when you got it all put on, level enough, when you just lifted it off and put down the turned around to see it cooler.
Yes. Yeah. So where would you do that there?
Down here.
Has he got a place for that? Was there a place for that?
It's all
overgrown, is it?
It's all overgrown.
Aye, you can't see anything except that round piece of
millstone.
Yes, if it was all dug out, you'd probably find that then.
Well, we could see the place there still, and then the other one was for bigger, heavy hoops, do you see? And that's there yet, it's a big ring, ring, and you need two places to put up to the...
You must come down and show me sometime where it is.
Oh, it's all in. And then in round there, you see the place with the putting iron and the hoops, and a big fire in there, all stoked up, and then putting them with their pinches and running it out and wrapping them on down there.
It was a pretty good smithy then, was it? And they could tackle both jobs.
They would tackle anything, and maybe then the mills and all, you see, and the engines. It was a busy street.
Yeah.
And then bring the hoop and, you know, go across the road and kick the carts up against the hedge and take the wheels off. And
yes.
It's a different... it matters when you look back, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I like a fellow come with his cart and take the horse out and always plenty of help there, do you see? It was all manpower.
Yeah.
Shove the cart up against the hedge and then the wheels would go around, pull your wheels off and roll them across. And then my old man was a joiner here. He was doing all the wheels for fellas and knaves and all that there, do you see?
Yes, yeah.
But you'd be working, they tend to be working on 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Used to it,
you see, when this. And then they used to send their old landowners and all up from Douglas, you know.
Mm.
Out of the country here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably you must have been a good
wheelwright and that there, do you see? Well, my father lived in Douglas, and then when Smash and Dumble's bank went.
Yes.
After he lost his money, so he came back to here, then, to the... Because the Currents was born all up here.
Yes. Who was the best smithy blacksmith that you ever had up here?
Well, the Commodes was here, all my days, and then the Loans was before that.
Yes.
Loans from Lindine.
And one of the Loons was working down Lake Road for a while with the smithy, wasn't he?
Yes, we had the smithy down there too.
It's almost like a family business.
A family business, yes.
Father to son and so on.
Yes. And the Burns was in it too, you see. Mm.
And the school up the road there, that was quite busy in your young days. There must have been quite a good good attendance.
Oh, aye, well, they had to come from the grade up to here, do you see?
Yes.
Poor road full of bikes coming up. They must have been leaving home about 8 o'clock in the morning, getting up here for 9 o'clock.
Yes.
But the school teacher always two fires in, you know.
Yes.
And the kid was dry, it got wet.
Yes.
Stripped off and dry.
Yes. Nice little school.
Oh, aye. Mm. And then when we'd be breaking up, we'd all have a big party down by the river there.
Yes.
You know, near build a place up and you'd have your sticks and your big boiler on.
Down by the
river here.
Down by the bridge there. So you didn't wander far for your picnics then?
Well, that's when you're breaking up school. Oh, we always had a good picnic.
Yes, I see.
We always went to Laxing or someplace. Mm. Like that. But it was all double traps and doublers.
Yes.
It was in a big day in the world, I just.
So it was nice to see the fair started again anyway last year for a change, wasn't it?
Oh, it was bringing memories back, you know.
And I think there were quite a few people turned up.
Well, there's no
old connections, weren't there?
Old connections, and yeah. The ones that came talking to me that I remember such a person, family, you know.
Yes.
From down the north.
Yes.
Oh, aye, because my old legs weren't getting me tired now, you see, and I had a chair just sitting near the gate, and they're all parking their cars down the back there, walking up, and all stopping out of here. I was in my old days again.
Yes. Mm. Well, how many have we got in the village now then that would be in the district when the old fair was on?
There's none of them. Well, Callis was. Callis a lot younger.
Yes.
None
of the other veterans would be old enough to remember that.
All up in the church today, all the fellows my age is up there.
Yes. But anyway, we'll.
Course,
it'd be nice to see the fair continuing in a way, wouldn't it?
Tom Kinnish came over to the school up here, you know.
Tom Kinnish Molnariga?
Ah.
He came to St. Mark's School?
St. Mark's.
Did he?
He did. Yeah.
How far was the old fair went down, you say, quite some distance past the
chapel.
The chapel. There must have been a wider verge on the road then.
There must have been a wider verge on the road, just you see. Mm. Yeah.
A hive of activity.
Oh, aye, you see, because some sheep and one thing and another, you see.
Yeah.
You know, I could pen them in somehow. They're standing there, you know, another, you know.
And the beer tent would do well, would it?
Oh, the beer tent, yeah. Well,
who would run that? The people from the corner pub?
No, from Lancashire.
Well, the Lancashire people did that, didn't they?
Oh, Lancashire
Hotel, yeah.
Mackerry.
Yeah. Ah, it's all very interesting anyway. I hope that the younger element will have enough interest to keep it going, because it provides an occasion when people can come back to their old haunts, doesn't it?
Oh, aye.
And meet one another.
You see,
have a yarn.
After the schools gave up and all, that brought the kids out of town.
Yes.
In one country light.
No.
I think it was a mistake when they shut the country schools.
Mm, very likely, yes. Yeah. When did they close St. Mark's School? Any idea?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the time.
Quite a while. Was it before the war?
Oh, no.
It was last war. After the war.
After the war. Mm. Mm.
it's all been very interesting.
But Wigan's Tubby was the great thing. And,
that was a special, was it?
That was a special.
They didn't make any of that toffee with halfpennies inside, did they?
Well, you can eat them toffees was good too.
Lucky thing, lucky dip.
Yeah. We're looking to see you could just eat a penny and a yeah.
Toffee apples and things like that.
But I've never tasted that toffee since, you know. Either pig seed them with the toffee, you know, pig toffee it was called.
Oh yes, yes, I seem to remember having tasted that,
yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a fair big slap about two inches wide. And
yeah, yeah.
About 4 or 5 inches long.
Mm.
Those kids, that was hard to bag underneath because every little chewing tobacco we were chewing. Yeah,
chewing toffee.
Yeah, yeah, we go. you'd be following up what the elders would be doing.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, thanks very much indeed.